Brian Noonan for Tory Ride around 720 WGN. We've been following this on the news all day. A devastating tornado rips through Moore, Oklahoma, just south of Oklahoma City. 2 miles wide are the reports. We go now live to Randy Renner. He's a reporter for KTOK Radio in Oklahoma City. Randy, thanks for taking some time tonight. We've been getting all kinds of reports. What's the latest casualty figure that you have?
A figure is 51 dead, 20 of those children, and right about 145 injured. All of those numbers expected to go up as this situation continues. There is still a recovery effort and a search and rescue effort going on in Moore, and several of those who are injured are in critical condition tonight at local hospitals, and so those numbers we expect to go up. And one thing on those reports about the tornado being 2 miles wide, our understanding is the actual tornado itself was right about a mile wide, the vortex. The spinning debris that was around the vortex of the tornado extended out from the vortex itself another mile or so. In making then, that's where you get that 2 mile wide situation.
So it's like a 2 mile wide swath of destruction. The funnel cloud itself was a mile wide.
Well, yeah, well, that's what we believe. Now, the National Weather Service will be out in the area probably tomorrow or maybe the next day and trying to determine all the exact parameters of that. But that's our understanding. The vortex itself, about a mile wide, but it was churning out so much debris, what they call the debris ball, was extended out from the vortex about a mile or so in every direction. So that gives you your 2 miles there.
And how big a town is Moore? How many residents have been affected by this today?
Well, it's a substantial suburb of Oklahoma City, and it's one of the more populated suburbs of Oklahoma City. The latest population in Moore is right around 90 to 100,000. So it's a fairly large city just immediately south of Oklahoma City and immediately north of Norman, where the University of Oklahoma campus is. And really, people in the entire city have been affected in one way or another. If their home or business wasn't hit by the tornado, power is off basically to the entire city. Water service also is off or at least substantially limited to most of the city, along with a lot of cell phone service, internet service, that sort of thing. So really, most everybody that lives in Moore is probably being affected one way or another by this.
Randy Renner is a reporter with KTOK Radio in Oklahoma City. We heard reports, obviously, devastating. Plaza Towers Elementary and Briarwood Elementary schools both hit. You mentioned earlier search and rescue and recovery. We had heard reports that the officials had switched from the search to just recovery. Was that an incorrect report?
No, that is a search and recovery at Plaza Towers Elementary School. Search and rescue still going on in the various homes and neighborhoods that have been hit by the tornado. In fact, the Oklahoma Air National Guard is about to launch a couple of Black Hawk helicopters that are equipped with special infrared FLIR cameras, and they're going to fly over the disaster area and try to pick out heat signatures from anyone who has survived and is trapped in the debris of their home. And then the National Guard will be able to then direct search and rescue crews to a specific location if they find any of these heat signatures. So it's search and recovery at Plaza Towers Elementary School, search and rescue going on and will be ongoing probably the rest of the night through all of the other neighborhoods that have been hit in Moore. And, quite frankly, in many other areas of Oklahoma, as we have had ongoing tornado warnings from the time that hit at about 3 o'clock today all the way up to now.
And those storms are supposed to continue throughout the night, correct?
The tornadic storms are about to leave the state and move into Arkansas and Missouri. There are some other storms in Oklahoma. Those have not gone severe yet, and we're not expecting any more tornadic activity in the state tonight. But there could be some rain in the recovery and search areas and more. There are a couple of storms down southern Oklahoma that may be lifting up into the metropolitan area a little bit later on tonight.
Talking with Randy Renner from KTOK Radio in Oklahoma City. Let's go back to Plaza Towers Elementary for just a second, Randy. When did they decide to make the switch from search and rescue to search and recovery, and how many students and faculty and staff do they think are still lost in there?
That decision was made, as our understanding, about 3 hours ago now, probably. It's a little after 10. Yeah, about 3 hours ago. There have been seven bodies of children officially have been recovered from that location. There's speculation that there could be another 20 or so still in the rubble down there. But that number has fluctuated a little bit. And so we're not sure just exactly, and I'm not sure that the people who are right there at the scene, I'm not sure they know exactly how many they're looking for right now.
What kind of facilities are being used to house the people who've been dislocated from their homes?
Well, there's several. There have been several shelters that have opened up. Many churches have opened up. Community centers throughout the Oklahoma City area have opened up. The University of Oklahoma in Norman, just down the road from Moore, school let out at OU here about a week or so ago. And the university is opening up all of its student housing for people affected who maybe have lost their homes in the storm. And so many of them will be going to OU where they will be for a while. And the Red Cross has several shelters open up. And the Oklahoma spirit, a lot of people have just opened up their homes to victims, whether they know them or not. I mean, some are obviously have friends and family who are affected and have said, hey, come on up to our house. Other people are sending messages to us, to the television station, saying, hey, we've got space in our house. You know, here's where we are. And they go to message boards. They go down to some of the areas and tack a little something onto a message board down at the headquarters that, hey, we've got a room, we've got space available, come to our house, here's where we are, call us. So people have reached out in all kinds of ways to try and help folks.
Randy, I was looking at a map, and it showed the path of two other major tornadoes that have gone through not only Moore, but just south of Oklahoma City. What kind of warning system is in place, and what happened today? I mean, obviously, you can't always get people out, but how much warning did the residents have?
They had as much as you could hope for. Since we are in Tornado Alley, the warning system in this part of Oklahoma and pretty much all over the state, really, is excellent. The National Weather Service official tornado warning went out before there was actually a tornado. As soon as they saw the storm go up, there was explosive development with that storm. It went up rotating. The Weather Service put out a warning on it, a tornado warning on it, before it actually put down a tornado. All of the local television stations here began doing continuous coverage of this situation also before the tornado came down. And so the warning was excellent. The problem was the storm developed just to the southwest of Moore, explosive development within about 20 minutes of the time that there was the first puff of a cloud, it was setting down a tornado that they estimate was already an F3. Within 20 minutes of there being nothing to a tornado on the ground was about 20 minutes. And so that's not very long for that for that storm to have developed a tornado. So the warnings went out about as fast as they could, and there's an extensive siren area down there, but at that time of day, it was just the worst time of day, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, just as schools are about to let out, And the practice here in Oklahoma, if schools go under a tornado warning, the children and staff shelter in place. They don't want to let school out early because, you know, families have the routine in place.
Sure.
Where kids either are picked up by the bus or parents arrive at a certain time, and they don't want to let kids out and start wandering, you know, running to their house when a tornado's on the way. And that generally is the absolute safest way to handle things. But when you have a bad day with winds that will end up being, I'm sure, up well over 200 miles an hour that directly hits a school, there's just not much that can be done.
There's no drill for that kind of thing.
Right. They did, as far as we know, they did everything that they were supposed to do, and it wasn't enough.
And Randy, do you find that people, as a resident of, as you said, Tornado Alley, do people respond when they hear those sirens, or is it one of the, you know, sometimes we hear a smoke alarm, we don't react right away.
Right.
Do Oklahomans, if they hear that tornado siren, do they react, they take off?
Some do, some don't. You know, we had a tornado outbreak in the state yesterday, and we actually had a sound cut on the air of a woman saying, you know, we don't expect things here. You know, we don't react to this. You know, they happen all the time, so we don't pay any attention. And I'm thinking, they happen all the time, and you don't pay any attention.
Some people are just beyond help, I guess, unfortunately.
Right, yeah. But many, especially with what happened here yesterday, a lot of people were on, had kind of their antenna up today. And the local television stations and the National Weather Service on their website has been talking about these last 2 days, Sunday and today, for about the last week, saying that yesterday and today were going to be major severe weather days with the possibility of large, long-track tornadoes. So a lot of people were pretty much in tune with what the threat level was out there today.
Randy Renner's a reporter with KTOK Radio in Oklahoma City. Just a couple more minutes, Randy, and I do appreciate your time. I know you must be very busy. The governor, Mary Fallon, has declared 16 counties disaster areas. Is the state already in the process of getting relief to people, and what's the response from FEMA?
FEMA is already here. President Obama has talked to Governor Fallon, as we understand it, several times today. He has pledged the full support of the federal government. Secretary Napolitano has also been in contact with the governor. She has pledged her support. FEMA, as we said, was already here because they were here in response to yesterday's devastating tornadoes. So the federal response has been excellent. The state, their response has also been excellent. You know, as far as we know, there have not been any hang-ups there. But the governor has, she declared 16 counties in a state of emergency yesterday. And then she's asking that 5 counties here that were hit today be declared federal disaster areas. And the president has indicated that he would sign that declaration as soon as it reached his desk.
And Randy, last one before I let you go. Is there a curfew in effect? And give us an update one more time. Just give us those numbers before we say goodbye.
Yes, there is in the Moore area. The National Guard is patrolling the area. They're not letting anyone in unless they can prove, have an ID that they live in that area. And as night falls, They're not even going to do that now. They're going to wait till the morning because they believe it's too dangerous, even for somebody who lives in that area, because there's such destruction there. And some people are in homes that were not as seriously damaged, that are still livable. Those folks are still in there, and many of them here in this state have made it known that they are armed in their house. And so in order to for the concern that is every now and again, you know, you have the
sure.
people who come in and try to take things that aren't theirs, there are people that are in their homes that are still livable that are protecting them with sidearms and shotguns and that sort of thing.
All right.
And the totals, as we have them, 51 dead. That's the latest official count. That's expected to go up, maybe by quite a bit. 20 of those children and 145 injured, and many of those in critical condition at hospitals. And one of the major medical centers, the major trauma center in Oklahoma City, has 85 patients, 65 of those children, and those injuries range anywhere from relatively minor to extremely critical.
And if people want to help, the Red Cross, Salvation Army, all the usual agencies.
Right. Yes. All of the usual agencies are doing that, and the Red Cross has set up several things. Salvation Army, as you said, and so yeah, anybody can. And there's been a lot of activity on Twitter. The Oklahoma City Thunder basketball team of the NBA, of course, is here. A lot of their players are reaching out. Many of them are still here in the metropolitan area, and some of them have already been to stores buying supplies to send down here. One of our major corporations here, Chesapeake Energy Corporation, what the arena is named after, is donating $1 million to relief efforts and urging other corporations based here in Oklahoma City to do the same thing, or at least make a sizable donation as Chesapeake has done.
Well, Randy, I can't tell you how much we appreciate your time. Good luck with everything out there, and if people want to help, I hope they get a hold of the Red Cross, Salvation Army, and well wishes are great, but in this kind of thing, money always is a little bit better.
That's right. That's right. Thank you very much, and we appreciate your prayers and thoughts up there in Chicago.
Take care, Randy. Thanks very much.
All right.
That's Randy Renner. He's a reporter with KTOK Radio in Oklahoma City. Boy, the devastation is just unbelievable. Unbelievable. We'll talk a little bit more about that and get to some more. It's Brian Noonan for Turi on WGN.
Huge tornado.